Going to read with us this morning. We're going to read some from the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter. Fourth chapter, book of Daniel. Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity again to be here. Glad that you're here in the service today. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel already in the service. You just pray for us. Very familiar scripture, I know, this morning. Don't know altogether what we'll do with it. Fourth chapter, start with the first verse. Says Nebuchadnezzar the king unto all people, nations, languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to shew the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his works. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians and the astrologers, the Chaldeans and the soothsayers. And I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much. And in it was meat for all, and the beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof. And all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him. Let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirits of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and it in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with dew of heaven. And let his portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. And they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by shewing mercy to the poor. If it may be the lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O king Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. My counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Now maybe, correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the fourth chapter of the book of Daniel, knowing and realizing this morning, it is a little lengthy chapter, but it's that we seemingly got upon our hearts today and don't know altogether what we'll do with it, but I got just a little thought that we'd like to leave with you today. I'm honest as I can be. There's a lot of things in this chapter that I've read several times, and I've probably preached on some of it sometimes, and I've probably mentioned it sometimes, but nonetheless, it just sort of gets down to home sometimes when you think about that Nebuchadnezzar had went through. The Bible says here that the Lord, that he had a dream, and he had called all of his soothsayers and all his wise men around, and none of them was able to interpret that dream. And then Daniel came and he began to tell Daniel the situation of the dream and went through the whole spiel, as he said there. And then Daniel told him the interpretation of the dream. And then he told him, he said, if it might be acceptable unto thee, he said, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. If it might be, or may be, a lengthening of thy tranquility. In other words, he told him the remedy, brethren, that would probably help him out of this, that was interpreted against him. And it was for that of Nebuchadnezzar. But the thought that we've got this morning, and you just bear with us, my friend, is how long will it last? How long will it last? Now, I don't know today, and I really don't. Now, you can go back and you can search and you can probably find. I haven't looked. I don't really know. But this thing was going to happen under Nebuchadnezzar until seven times had passed over him. Now that, you can go and search. As I say, I've not searched, not looked, not worried too much about it, but there are seven times passed over him in this state. Brethren, God had his number. The Lord told him, my friend, what was going to happen. And the scripture says within a 12-month period, within a 12-month period, 1 year, brethren, he forgot everything that the message was sent to him. He forgot all about that. Brethren, he walked down through his palace and he began to boast about how he had done all this and brought this to pass, and how this great Babylon was something that he had created and, brethren, that he had brought together. Now, I don't know this morning altogether. I don't know the message. I think a lot of times people get mixed up sometimes about the message. Brethren, when God sends you a message, when the Lord sends you a message, how long does it last? My friend, how long does it last? Brethren, does it go with you for a few weeks, or does it go with you for a few months? My friend, does the expectation, or does it expire? My friend, has it got a warranty on it? My friend, when God gives you a message, my friend, normally it's good forever, my friend. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It don't have no expiration date. It don't have no time, my friend, that it runs out. I don't know this morning. I really don't. I think a lot of times we put a lot of emphasis, brethren, on the person or the man that brought the message. Brethren, that's not the emphasis. The emphasis is the message. Brethren, that God gives you. Brethren, that God sent to you. Brethren, it's precious. It's worth more than gold this morning. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I may not remember, my friend, every message that I've preached. No, sir. I may not remember, my friend, the time that I preached something that you remember. My friend, now think about that for just a minute, brethren. God sent you something. Brethren, other preachers, right? I know that people a lot of times, that we all like to boast in glory and what have you, that we all like people to like the message, and we all like people, my friend, to get the message. But the truth of it is, God sends you a message. How long does it last? How long? How long? Brethren, when the Lord sends you something and you just finger around it and you just think about it, and brethren, you just roll it over in your mind, and brethren, and it keeps coming, and my friend, then you ignore it. Brethren, look out for the consequences. I'm not mad at you this morning. I'm not angry with you. Brethren, and the real truth of it is this morning, my friend, I wonder if we've got a message that'll last a year. Huh? I wonder sometimes. My friend, when God sends something your way, brethren, get out of your mind. Who preached it? Thank God, do something about it. Do something with it. That God has sent you. Now hear me. You say, preacher, you're going to run off everybody in here. I'm going to tell you something. You may hate my guts when we leave here, but I'll promise you one thing. You're going to remember a message. Glory to God! And I ain't talking about this one. No, sirree. These messages, God has sent a word. Yes, he has, even under that, in olden time, under the old covenant, the Old Testament. And my friend, God sent his prophets. He sent them big time. Rising up early and sending them. He didn't send them with a message, brethren, for them to take back home. No, sirree. He didn't send them with a message, my friend, that had just run out on the ground. But listen, my friend, things come to pass sometimes. Yes, they do. Things come to pass sometimes. There is some words and there is some messages. And I'll say this, I believe it from the depths of my heart, my friend, this morning. Brethren, I believe God gives his men some messages. And brethren, I believe they hit home. And brethren, you'll do something with it. Yes, you will. I don't know altogether. I really don't. They was them that didn't like Moses, and he was their leader. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Even Aaron, his brother and his sister Miriam, my friend, as Moses began to speak, brethren, they come to him and they says, does God speak to Moses only? Can I tell you what the Lord said? Huh? Can I tell you, brethren, there are some things that come up on brethren Miriam. Were they not? There are some things that come on Aaron as well, my friend, but that come upon Mary and my friend, they didn't move. The whole company, the whole host of people, brother, they did not move. Brother, because she was in a way that they couldn't do nothing. Brother, because she spoke against Moses. Yes, sir. He told Aaron and Miriam, he said, with men and with those of the prophets, he said, I have given them visions. He said, and I have showed them things. He said, but not with my servant Moses. No, sir, he said, with him I have spoken face to face. Face to face! Brother, you don't worry too much about the pastor. Thank God, God will take care of him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, you don't think God sends us messages? Huh? You don't think, my friend, we get our messages? It ain't altogether me listening to another man preaching where mine come from all the time.
But I'll tell you, I get them. Yes, sir, I get them. You say, preacher, you just give them to us. Not so. Not so. They, some of them thank God I can't give. Did you know that? They, some of them, ready to ask to do something about it. Yes, sir. Not excluded, my friend. I would to the good Lord this morning that you'd get a hold of the message. Yes, sir. I don't care who preached it. It doesn't make no difference. My friend, I'll promise you one thing. They was Nebuchadnezzar. When he started in this chapter, he talked about the good that God had done and the wonders that God had done in his life and immediately forgot about him. Did you know that? Did you know that? Brethren, we'll talk about the Lord in one sentence, and in another, and we done forgot him. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How long does it last? How long? Brethren, does the message last? How long? I'm talking about the message God has sent you. Yes, sir, he has sent you. You say, preacher, we've had good meeting this morning. You come up here and just turn everything up. My friend, if this message tears it up, it must need to be tore up. And my friend, because you ain't done nothing with what God's already sent you. You hear me? You hear me? Brethren, I don't know. And I really don't. I told you I didn't know where this was going, and there's a lot of times, my friend, that it just tires me up, my friend, to have to preach. Thank God some messages. I don't know, brethren, this one just tore me up. And my friend, it has. It's just got a hold. And my friend, it, I ain't thought about it all week. I ain't studied on it all week. And my friend, matter of fact, the only time I read it was last night. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I had no clue. And my friend, but brethren, can't you hear the Lord talking? Can't you hear him speaking to you? Huh? Can't you hear him calling your name? Brethren, I could understand, my friends, for the first time, brethren, that God had ever spoke. I could understand that, but it ain't the first time. No, sirree, it ain't the first time. Brethren, God's dealing with folks. God's talking to folks. And brethren, it's already been said time and time again here of late, my friend, Mountain View, it's gonna have to start with us. Thank God we can't worry about what's going on other ways. Other places, what's going on? You hear me? Brethren, there's some things. God sent you a message. God sent you. All he's asked me to ask you is, how long did it last? How long did it last? I'll promise you this morning. I really will. I'll promise you, my friend, that God has got your attention one way or another. Yes, he has. You might be contemplating. You might be, brethren, in one of these groups, my friend, that don't think we need, my friend, old-fashioned meeting like we used to have. And my friend, but I'll tell you one thing. And my friend, I'll tell you another thing. And my friend, you stay close to God. You go hear something from him. Yes, you are. I appreciate the women. I appreciate the people that prayed this morning there and come to the altar. I do. I really do. I mean that from the depths of my heart. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You stay close to that altar right there, one at home. I don't care where. And now, friend, you stay close. Thank God God won't have to get so loud. Whoa! Glory, hallelujah. Preacher, I don't like that loud preaching. Glory to God. Now, friend, I'll guarantee you, I heard the message, and I believe you did too if you was here. Now, friend, that I just want to hear God whisper. Elijah got in the cave and the earthquake, fire come down. Did it not? Wind bolstered. Yes, sir. And they said the Lord wasn't in any of it. I said, here come a still small voice. Huh? You know when the Lord's talking. I don't have to be in the vehicle with you. No, sirree. No, sirree. I know. We're living in different times. We're living in troublesome times. Yes, sir. I don't know whether you feel it or not, my friend. It's troublesome. It's spiritually troubling. Spiritually troubling. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't think that God wants to gather us together. He wants us to hear the message. Yes, he does. Brethren, when they begin to speak, you go over in the days of Ezra. Brethren, I know there's a lot of folks that does such today, my friend, but you go over in the days of Ezra. My friend, when old Ezra, it got on his heart to build back the king, the palace, the walls of the temple and all such as that. Brethren, and they had forsaken God. They had lived away from God. Yes, sir. No, Ezra gathered them together. Thank God. And he gave them the message. Listen to me. How long did it last today? How long? How long? My friend, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I get one every now and again, my friend. It don't end. Do you know that? They, some of them, my friend, that gets like an old chain. And my friend, just like getting a chain, putting one together. And my friend, one link after another. And now, yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. And my friend, I'm glad God's still giving messages. Yes, he is. Yes, sir. And my friend, but brother, the message is this morning. But what he said to you, how long did it last? How long? I don't know. I don't know. I told you I didn't know what I was going to do. I got no clue. I would to the good Lord that I could get rid of the dry mouth. My friend, especially when I'm preaching, but it's just something I have to deal with these days, and I hate it far as that goes, but that's just where I'm at. Thank the good Lord. We all got little things we have to deal with. You know that? We most certainly do. I love every one of you. And my friend, yes, sir, I'm glad you're here this morning. And my friend, but the message is, how long did it last? When the Lord saved you, how long did it last? Huh? Well, preacher, it ain't ended. Amen. Huh? Amen. It ain't ended. Thank God there's no expiration. No, sir, there's nothing. There's nothing, my friend, that's got a date when it will expire. No, sir, when it'll go out. When it'll go out, about like the congregation asked the preacher, got him a new preacher, and he preached. Every time he got up, he preached the same thing. One of them come to him one day and said, "Preacher, we just want to know when you're going to preach something else." His answer was, "When you do something with what I preached." Glory to God, when you do something with the life message I sent you. Think about it. Think about it. I'll tell you, I feel better, thank God, than I should most times when I preach. I really do. I really do. I get on that happy, that happy medium. Thank God. And I sometimes I don't want to come back. Just to be honest with you. Glory to God. And now, friend, glory, hallelujah. And now, friend, I believe God will change the message when you do something with what he sent. Don't you? Isaiah got a message one day. The Lord told him, he said, "You go down yonder to Hezekiah." He said, "And you go see Hezekiah." He said, "I want you to tell him that he's going to die and he ain't going to live." You tell him. Now, I happen to believe, I ain't got a lot of scripture on this, but I just happen to believe that Isaiah and Hezekiah had sat down before. I believe. And I believe, no doubt, they talked about the Lord and how good things was. And the Bible says that Hezekiah was a man that done that which was right in the sight of the Lord. But Hezekiah got lifted up. Yes, sir, somewhat like old Nebuchadnezzar. He got lifted up. Yes, he did. He didn't blow it out of proportion, but he got the big head. I'll read you just a little bit in just a minute or two. So Isaiah comes down to the palace and he's out in the court. And one of the seers over there told Hezekiah, he said, "There's somebody in the court that needs to see you." And he said, "Who is it?" He said, "It's Isaiah." He said, "Bring him on. Bring him on." Isaiah gets in the front of Hezekiah. And he told Hezekiah, he said, "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Huh? Thou shalt die and not live. Isaiah left. That's the way I read it. He left. What did he do, preacher? He gave him a message. He gave him a message. There's some things I'm not talking about. Now you know, and I believe you know, what I'm talking about this morning. I don't have to paint you no picture, my friend. I don't have to get out anything. I don't have to send you a letter, my friend, that where you'll have a message. I believe you know the message I'm talking about. "Why, preacher, I'm just thinking and a-thinking." No, you ain't a-thinking. You're trying to bypass. What am I bypassing, preacher? You bypassing the message. Yes, sir. That God has sent you. That God wants you, brother, to do something about. Brother, that's the message he wants you to hear. Isaiah left. Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall. That's what the book says. Brethren, he turned his face toward the wall and he cried out to God. And you know what? God heard him. God heard him. You know why God heard him? Because Hezekiah heard the message. Yes, he did. He heard the message. And he cried out to God. And he spoke to the Lord. And the Lord said, I've seen you tear. Brethren, I've heard your words. I see where you're at. Brethren, I'd go add 15 years to your life. 15. Think about that. Isaiah just got out to the middle court. The Lord called those Isaiah and he said, you go back and you tell Hezekiah. Tell him these words. Tell him I've seen his tears. I've heard him. Tell him I'm going to add 15 years to his life. Now Isaiah said, how is it that you want to know that this is really real? Huh? How is it? He says, shall the degrees go down 10 degrees and Ahaz is down, or shall they back up 10? Huh? Think about it. Well, preacher, that ain't never going to happen. Well, just read your book. He said, well, it ain't nothing for them to go forward. He said, you back them up. Huh? Back them up. God heard him, folks. You know why God heard him? God heard him because he heard the message. Amen. I don't know this morning. I don't know this morning. I have a fear about me. I really do. I've got a fear about me this morning. Brethren, you're doing something with the message. You're doing something with the message. I'm talking about the message that God sent you. How long does it last? How long does it last? They've been messages that God sent to people, folks, that it didn't last very long. You hear me? Because they ignored it. Because they done nothing with it. The Bible says that no man lighteth a candle and put under the bushel. Does he? No man. It'll go out. Number one. It'll take it a little bit, but it will go out. But you light a candle, my friend, to be put on the candlestick, that it might give light unto all. I know what it is this morning to be a prideful man. I really do. I know what it is to let pride get in your way. I know what it is, my friend, to get in a place to where Nebuchadnezzar was, and you look around, you say, well, just look. Look and see. We all got a certain amount of pride about us. And we will just as long as we're here. I believe that. I really do. There's some that I just have to have the Lord help me with day by day. Day by day. Sister Tammy done something this morning. Brethren, that if our churches had a heart in them, brethren, that they just thought about what they had said, that it come out wrong. Huh? Have you heard the message? You know which message I'm talking about? Preacher, I don't know. Somebody knows. Somebody knows. Somebody's got that message. How long did it last? How long did it last? I've set my children down before and I've talked to them, and I'll just be honest with you, sometimes I just like to take them and shake them just real good. See if I couldn't shake some goodness. see if I couldn't just show them. Brethren, the way you're going is wrong. The road you own ain't the road you growed on. Listen. You know they, I'm glad for the good seed fell on the good ground. Ain't you? I'm glad there's some good ground. I didn't say anything or whatever. I don't know. I could have probably planted her a couple, but I hadn't done that either. Shame on me. But Kathy come bring it home the other day. She brought home a tomato plant. She'll eat tomatoes fairly regular, but now she won't eat a ton of them. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of folks wants to do a lot of things. Listen. She said, well, said, I can't get no tomatoes. Said, I just bought me a plant and it had two tomatoes on it. Well, I can't help it. Two tomatoes. She brought in that little old pot. And really, shame on me. But I thought, well, them ain't going to make it. But they did. She got two. Ain't another one growed on it. It ain't no blooms on it. But she got two. She bought it for two, and two's what she got. Listen, folks. Listen. He said he had planted this tree. He said in the boughs, the limbs had grown out. He said the beast of the field had come, and men had shadowed themselves under this tree. He said, and then they cut her down. And then they cut her down. Don't be cut down. Don't be cut down. Do something with the message, my friend, before you get the finality. Ehud. I might have preached on him when I was here last time. Ehud was his name. He is a man left-handed. Left-handed man. He made him a dagger with two sides. And he wore it upon the right thigh. On his right side. He went over to see the king. He told him what he was there for. He said, I'm here to see the king. He went to see the king. You know what he said? He said, I have a message from God unto thee. The Bible says that he took his left hand and took that two-edged dagger and he run it up in his belly till the fat run over the haft. Left it in. Bible said that dirt run out. Go and read it. Dirt run out. Listen, that was the message. God had told that king and told that king till he brought something home. Now, this is what Nebuchadnezzar says. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know. I don't know your heart. I'm not going to apologize one bit this morning. Preacher, that's awful strange that you'd get something like that. I'll tell you something. You just don't know how much. How fearful I am this morning. You best heed the message. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven,
all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. He is able to abase. He's able. While we stand, sing a verse of some song.